June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and in honor of that, this episode of On the Throne with Dick is a paid sponsorship brought to you in part by BetterHelp. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, with over 35,000 therapists worldwide, BetterHelp can help provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. And as someone who was diagnosed with BPD, borderline personality disorder, earlier this year, it's something that I have very proudly benefited from. So visit betterhelp.com/frostyd. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/frostyd, and save 10% on your first month of therapy. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of On the Throne with Dick. And remember, guys, together we can end the stigma.
Can you hear the music?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people can't hear it. A lot of people can. Gets me right fired up to do a podcast. So I just want to start like kicking babies and whatever.
Kissing babies. And
yes, and horses. I was going to say kicking babies and slapping prostitutes, but that doesn't work. I'm going to edit that out. Oh boy. Yeah, there's things that I say that I just don't think about first.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens, man. Whatever. Hey, you know what? Shout out to Senjin Boy Chuck for that incredible intro outro music. And yeah, man, I'm pretty pumped for today's episode. You know, welcome back, by the way, to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. I usually start off with that, but whatever. That prostitute comment kind of threw me off a little bit. this week on the podcast, I'm excited to have Todd and Amy from the best small business in Fort Mac, Beneath Comfort. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on,
man? Just living the dream. You know, you convinced me to pop up a Twisted Tea, the Rocket Pop one, so here I am. I guess we're all getting fucked up tonight because half a can of this does me in. So
sweet, this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, I went to an Oilers game in December. Man, I had no idea those things were $15. I got a slice of pizza and a Twisted Tea for $30. I was, what? Right? Like, that's insane. And I had half of that thing, and I was like, I was sitting two rows up from the glass, right? So I had half that thing, and I was getting ready to start stripping down at the glass, right? I was like, whoa, this is nuts. What are you guys up to this evening besides hanging out with me?
Hanging out with you? I just got finished. Oh, sorry. I had scratch. I just got finished at the store. I worked there all weekend because it was our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, that.
I worked at the store all weekend. Now, can't wait to get back to work so I can get some rest and without her bugging me.
She's slave driving you. She said she was making you work all weekend and while she got to sit around and watch Young and the Restless or some shit. So,
oh no, be some show to figure out how to kill me.
How to Get Away with Murder is a pretty good TV show.
I was doing vendor pay because it's the end of the month and, you know, entering new products. You know, I do all that. I do all the back end stuff. I try to make him be the face.
Pretty ugly face to do it.
Because he's the dude, right?
Well, it sounds like he's got a Newfoundland accent there. You a Newfie?
No, Nova Scotia.
Oh, Blue Noser. We got a Blue Noser, man. Look at Blue that. Noser. Oh. Hey, you know what? Newfoundland didn't want you, neither did the rest of Canada, right?
No, I know. And two can't afford to move to Ontario, so here I am in Alberta.
You don't want to be in Ontario anyway, man. Holy shit. I'm from there originally, man. I just got back from there. I just went to a wedding in Ontario a couple weeks ago, and man, I don't know how people are living. I don't know how they're doing it out there, man. Like, it's crazy. Those taxes, man, when I left there, I got there, I was all excited. I went for my sister's wedding, and I was getting all excited. I'm like, yeah, my sister's getting married. I get to walk her down the aisle or hop her down the aisle, whatever you want it ended up being. And then, I got there. I went out for dinner a couple times. The one night I paid almost an extra $30 in taxes for my meal. And I said to my wife, Mrs. Frost here, I'm like, hey, we need to get the fuck out of here, right? Like, this HST shit's got my heart up in my throat, or however Colt Ford said it. Not Colt Ford. It was whatever his name is. He said it. PST got his heart up in his throat, you know? So I felt that, man. I went out for ice cream. I paid like an extra $7 in taxes. Like, man, you guys are paying like $2,000 for rent. And then like, how does anybody do this here? Right? Like, that's insane.
And make a third of what we do here.
Right? Oh my God, dude. It's insane, man. And that's why. So what I've noticed though, and it's starting to happen here in Edmonton too, is they have one house, right? And there's like 6-7 cars parked in the driveway because there's 6 or 7 people living in that house. And they're each paying like $500 a month for rent or whatever. And that's how they're living, right? That's how they're doing it. And that's wild, man. In Edmonton here, I noticed, you know, whenever a for sale sign goes up, I live on the north side. And whenever a for sale sign goes up in Edmonton now, you just pray to God that someone's actually going to buy it to live in it. Because 99% of the time, they're tearing it down. They're putting up a fourplex or a skinny house. Because the lots in downtown Edmonton or the north side of Edmonton, they're huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely huge. Like, you could build 4 skinny houses on my lot, right? And you go from one family living there to 4, right? Mm-hmm. Or they put up a fourplex, then they rent out the basement, so now you got 4, 8, and then on top of the garage they'll put another apartment building up there. You got 9 people living there, right? 9 families, and they're charging the same amount for rent as they would charge the whole house, right? And that's insane. It's happening all over Edmonton right now. It's shout out to them liberal policies, right?
Oh yes, thank you, Justin.
yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah. So you said you just got back from the store, eh?
Yeah, I worked there all weekend. It was fun. I had a good time. People like when I'm there because I'm the dude and the face behind it, I guess, technically. Yeah. Amy hates it because if someone comes in, there was one girl today. I gave her a 20% discount on the sweater because she, oh, God, I love that one. Oh, well, here, the deal. She don't like it.
No, of course not. That's not how
we become successful.
But I got to get my product out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I get that because it takes me back to like, man, I was 15, 16 years old, and I was selling chocolate bars for what I thought was a legit company at the time. But like, it's like you're selling chocolate bars, you know? So like, I was selling chocolate bars for this thing called the FACT program, where, you know, they help take kids off the streets and, you know, whatever it was. It was kind of neat. But like, you know, the top seller that night would get to sit in the front seat of the van on the way back. It was some guy named Carlos.
That sounds legit.
Some guy named Carlos would pick you up at your house and drop you off at the end of the night, and you would sell chocolate bars. Well, I would go stand out front the liquor store and the Shoppers Drug Mart. And, you know, so top seller got to control the radio, got to pick where he went for dinner, right, afterwards. Man, I would – those chocolate bars, some of those chocolate bars were like $5-6. I would sell them for like $3-4, you know, like – and then, you know, when it was time to split the money, well, I get to keep a portion. I went home with nothing, right? But I got to sit in the front seat, right? Like, I got to control the radio, right? So, hey, I get that, you know, like, yeah. Hey, 20% off, here you go. Take my money.
Yeah, well, right in Fort McMurray, it's – as you know, it's all shift workers or a lot of shift workers.
Yeah.
So we got to break into that one person in that L shift or J shift or whatever. Then they tell their friends in that little pylon.
Yep.
Or, and then it spreads that way. Then you break into J or say A, B or C shift. Like, I play hockey, so I go into those, try to get into those shifts and play hockey too. So it's like, once you try to break into the market, it's hard, especially here, but yeah. We're getting there.
How long you been in Fort Mac for?
I've been here 8 years. I came here to help clean up after the fire.
Yeah, yeah. I and Amy, how long you been in Fort Mac for?
This is year 15 of my 1 year plan.
Are you guys married?
Pretty well.
We're not married.
No, like, are you guys you're together though?
Yeah, just live in sin.
Oh shit, ew. Who does that? You know, hey, don't ring the devil's doorbell. You know what I mean? Like, Yeah, no, I was with my wife for shit. Been together 19 or 20 years this year, and we've been married for 13. So I was with her for like 6-7 years. We lived in sin for like 6 or 7 years, you know. So I feel that, you know, it's fun. It's a lot more fun when there's no ring on it, right?
Oh my God, never.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you guys meet?
Believe it or not, there was a single site in town on Valentine's Day that all the singles were going to go out and just have chicken wings. And she sat beside me. And I offered her a beer.
It was a Facebook group, nothing creepy or weird.
No, not at all, right? Hey, not like meeting your future husband on fucking Marketplace, am I right?
Well,
we don't judge here.
We don't judge.
Yeah, well, maybe. But
that's how you met.
I'm joking. I don't judge. No.
Yeah, it's weird. And then she also has a side business herself, making dog collars. So I think it was the following weekend, she was at a market. So I went up and tried to help her at the market and stuff like that. And we hit it off, and here it is 2 years later.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus, Ricky.
You're getting, I need another drink. You're sleeping in the doghouse tonight. You're going to need one of those collars, man.
Yeah.
Put a bell on it, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome, man. Yeah, no, I remember hearing about you guys, I think from, what's his name? I don't even remember his name. I think it starts with a K. I feel so bad. The guy from Red Leaf Oil.
Oh, Clay.
Clay, yeah. Yeah, I love that guy, man. I don't even know his name, and I love that guy. But, you know, like, I do know his name. He's been on the podcast, and I've chatted with him. I haven't seen him around lately much on the socials. But, yeah, I remember, you know, talking to him, and he's like, man, you got to check these people out, you know, from Beneath Comfort. And then, like, I did, and then you were already following, and then, you know, and then I'm supposed to come in, but I was working, like, really stupid shifts. You guys were always closed or went out by
yeah.
time.
That's what happened here. Yeah. It's a shift town, right? So
yeah.
We can't be yeah, open know, all the time.
I know Justin and Savannah too, so
Yeah.
So Savannah is Justin's girlfriend, and Justin and I have been buddies through social media and outside of social media now for the last 3 years or so. And yeah, he's like, yeah, man, all their best con, you know, fucking newbies. Best con, you know.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. So yeah, I kept meaning to come check it out. And then, you know, there was a day where I was going to get to go to town. It was coming up where I was going to get to go to town. But before that day could happen, I had myself a little accident. So, you know, it didn't. And then I haven't done much of anything for the last 3 months. So yeah, I've just been hanging out.
Life happens.
Shit happens.
Oh my God. Dude, it's been, you know, one hell of a ride. I've never broken a bone before. And this time I broke two, dislocated two. I did a real number on it. It was a pretty serious injury. And yeah, it happened day one, hour one back. I just had almost a week and a bit off. And then I go back for like a day, and then I go annoy my wife for 3 months. It's great.
Go big or go home.
That's right? What I said. And I did both. I went big and I went home. Right. So yeah, like, it was pretty crazy, but you know, what come out of that was, you know, we were having a weird couple of years. I was having a weird year, couple of years mentally anyways. And you know, just down in the dumps and shit. And, you know, a lot of came out of it, you know. This past week alone, I got to watch my daughter pick up a bike and ride it without training wheels for the first time. And I got to be home for that. Right. That's insane. My youngest daughter graduated from play school, and I got to go to her graduation, right? Play school. You might be like, yeah, it's play school. It's nothing. But to her, that's everything. Right. And I got to go and hang out there. I got to have a couple wieners and watch her jump around in a bouncy castle. And, you know, just shit like that, you know. And I got to go on a cross-country road trip with my family and, you know, just experience a lot of cool shit, you know, that working away for the last, you know, 13 years or so, I've missed so much of that, right? And, you know, I get to grow this sick beard now because I can't grow that. And all that's good, right? So, you know, like, there's a lot of gray in there, but, you know.
I understand.
Yeah, man, it's been a blessing in disguise. You know, I've got to do a lot of reconnecting with my family, and, you know, I started going to therapy, physical therapy and mental health therapy, you know, so like I haven't had time for any of that shit. So, you know, over the last couple months, you know, it's been all about, you know, I might be down and out, but I'm not, you know, done. Right. So it's kind of nice. Kinda nice. Mm-hmm.
I understand you too. My kids are a little older, and I miss the fun things, I guess, technically, that now that they're a little bit older, like my son's first race, he bought a race car over the winter, and this was his first race weekend, and sure enough, I missed it. But anyway, I'm going home here shortly to see him race, so.
That's cool. Going back to the island?
No. He lives in New Brunswick.
So
we're gonna go there and watch racing.
Nice. Well, that New Brunswick might even be worse than Cape Breton.
His daughter models.
Oh, that's cool. So
he was home last year to see that. So
yeah,
that's so pretty cool.
Like she travels to. Well, she was in London, Paris, Milan, Toronto, New York.
That's so cool.
I can't follow that because this space isn't for, it's more along the lines for radio, not television.
Amy, where are you originally from again?
Ontario.
Whereabouts?
I grew up near Peterborough.
I'm from Hamilton originally.
Okay, that's probably worse, but.
No, it's not probably, definitely worse. You know, we were back home here at my sister's wedding, and we're driving, you know where Barton Street is, right? We're driving down Barton Street, and we turn down the corner, and my daughter's like, why does it smell like piss? I'm like, welcome to Barton Street, kid. You know, like, hey, you know, that's where the hookers hang out. That's where people die, you know, like, probably dead hookers, you know. it's a wild time, you know. She lived there for a little bit. When she was born in Edmonton, we went back to Ontario for a little bit, and then, you know, but it was the pandemic. She never left the house. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know. But, now, you know, we live back here because fuck Ontario.
Yeah, it's nice to visit. Like, I'm from a small town, and it's nice to visit. But I have zero desire to go back and live there anywhere. So.
Oh, yeah, fuck. But just be Texas, back,
you know. And the LCBO and, like.
Yeah.
Like, what? And the
beer. Hey, that's my sister-in-law who works at the LCBO. Nothing against the LCBO. Yeah.
Well, it closes at 9, like, hello. Yeah, like,
what? We got so used to the liquor store here, it closes at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And go home to Nova Scotia, and liquor store closes at 9. Christ, I'm just waking up most of the time.
You know, Saskatchewan, don't know if you've ever bought liquor in Saskatchewan before, but Saskatchewan has surge pricing. So at 9 o'clock, the liquor in Saskatchewan doubles in price.
What?
Yeah. To keep you know, certain people from being able to afford it and cause a ruckus, right? So we lived in Saskatoon for 4 years or something like that. And I go back to Saskatoon every summer. I go back for work and stuff like that. And, you know, I love Saskatoon. You know, when I lived there, I couldn't wait to not live here anymore. But now I don't live there, and they've changed the city a little bit. It's like, man, I could live here, you know? And I'm like, oh, wait, I did that already.
Yeah.
It's wild about that. Pretty nuts, man.
That's crazy. I never heard that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, like, how did you guys start Beneath Comfort? Like, what was that all about? Like, how did it start? Like, what were you doing before that? Where were you working before? And then you were just like, hey, you know what? Fuck this job. I got my own thing going.
Oh, no. We still
work.
Oh, okay.
I drive a tow truck for an automotive dealership over here. Amy still works at the airport. But what we were doing was I was following her around to markets and stuff like that. And one of the markets. We were coming back from Athabasca or somewhere down south. And she said, why don't you start selling socks and underwear? Because I have a sock obsession. I have 4 laundry baskets just of socks. Everywhere I went, I bought socks, and they were wild colors of pink, green, whatever. And she said, well, why don't you start selling socks? So I looked into it. I got a hold of a friend in Edmonton, and we started from that. And what, a year
did,
and a half?
Did that for a year.
It did that for did random markets and stuff for a year. Yeah. Then some economical troubles here in Fort McMurray with local businesses. I'll just leave it at that. Forced me to say, well, the hell with it. Let's go try our own thing. So here it is, 1 year anniversary. Things are going great. I can't say that. I had long hair and no face, no gray hair or nothing before I started the store. But no, it's been going great, and it just keeps growing. And we try to. Our philosophy is if we can keep our vendors, which are on personal relationships, like first name basis, things will always work. Like, I hate the email thing. If we have a trouble with somebody, I want to contact the person.
Yeah.
Not say, oh, Johnny did something wrong here. No, I want to say, okay, can you explain what happened here without, because everybody gets lost in translation through email and everything else. So I'd much rather talk to a person than computer.
Yeah.
Except for what we're doing here right now.
Hey, this is fun. This is the fun talking to a computer, you know, like this. Is
yeah. Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, yeah.
Like pretty well everybody that we have in the store is from Fort Mac. Like you talked with Clay. Clay's one of our vendors from outside of Fort McMurray, but 95% of our stores, all Alberta products.
Yeah. Beautiful. So Clay's from Swan Hills. And then there's one from, I think Sherwood Park.
And then I bought stuff from a lady in Leduc, which is Oilfield Outlaw.
I know what Oilfield is. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you guys been in contact with, what's his name there? Bill Hilly Clothing out of Edson?
No, never.
Say what?
his name's Bill Hilly Clothing there. I got a couple shirts and a couple hats off of him.
We have not heard of that.
Yeah. And then there's the Rip Coffee in Grand Prairie.
We're a little fussy here. We're both...
We're in love with Rampage.
We're in love with Rampage Coffee out of Saskatchewan.
I did buy some. We're just having a little fight here. Hold on. we did buy some RIP coffee. It was good.
Yeah, I got the campfire stuff. I had this morning. I had that. Yeah.
It's good, and this packaging is like super cool. And I really did think about bringing it in, but I can't stop drinking the Rampage. So.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all good. Yeah. Speaking of Clay being from Swan Hills, I got to reach out to him and see how he's doing. I think they got evacuated. So.
They did. We reached out to him today. We did some product pictures and we sent them to him. He's never got back to us. So I think he might be just gone, like as far as off social media or off of anything like that, unless it's emergency.
Yeah.
And, which is 100% understandable. We went through the same crap up here. So.
Yeah. I remember when Fox Creek got evacuated there, I teamed up with Alberta Strong. It was like a month later. It was probably when I got evacuated from Fox. And then I'd say 3 weeks or so later, we were doing a wildfire evacuee fundraiser. I think we raised like 13 grand or something like that in 5-6 hours. It was pretty cool. I went towards, you know, Valley View, Fox Creek, Swan Hills, anyone in that general area that got evacuated. Mm-hmm. And then it was about a month later, I got evacuated out of Edson. I was like, fuck, I had the day off. The writing was on the wall, right? We couldn't work that day. The bombers were everywhere and the fire was getting close. And I took a drive. I ended up in Grand Cache, right? I'm like, oh, this is cool. And, you know, going down Highway 40 there, I had no cell service for a while. And I got a little patch of service and my boss is like, hey, I can't get a hold of you, but stay close to your phone. They're going to probably evacuate us here soon. So I ripped back to Edson and my one coworker, he was in Hinton. I stopped in to see him. I'm like, I think we're getting evacuated soon. That was at like 5 o'clock. I bombed back to Edson and I get back. I go just walk past the guy at the front desk of the hotel. And he's like, hey, he's like, the town's going to start evacuating people in half an hour. I'm just letting you guys know a little early here. I told my boss, who was just happened to be coming in the side door at the time. He's like, oh, shit. He sent out the mass text. And I lived in Calgary at the time. So, you know, I got all my shit together, and I was getting ready to beeline it to Calgary. Well, another one of my coworkers, we had the day off, so he was at home in Edmonton. He reached out to me, stupid me, for answering my phone. He's like, can you get my stuff out of my room and run it to my house? So I was like, fuck, yeah. So I did that. And then so I didn't end up getting home to Calgary until like 3 a.m. It was silly. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I wouldn't have picked up his stuff. At that point, is it really that important? Like, no, I don't think so.
Well, you know.
That's kind of you to do that.
He's a gigantic rage monkey, roid monkey, you know, and he had his HGH and all that shit in the fridge, and he wanted to make sure that no one else found it, right? So it's like, man, his instructions were get everything, but do not forget the small cooler in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. That magic stuff.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah, man. But no, hey, you're so... Remember earlier at the beginning, I said, you know, it's been an interesting week. Shout out to tow truck drivers, man. I just had to use one the other day. So wife's driving my daughter to school, fucking writes the car right off. She was going through a green light. Oh yeah. They weren't going that fast. So she was going through a green light east, west, and the intersection near my house is terrible. Super busy. I'm downtown Edmonton pretty much, and north south no light, and I guess the lady, someone waved her through, but we were on a green light, so we were going, and who listens to someone waving you through anyway? But she crossed over and they just happened to meet, right, and wrote my car right off, and the car's a year and a bit old. And yeah, within an hour, my insurance had tow truck driver lined up and just about there, and my rental car and shit like that all lined up. And that lady didn't even contest it, 100% at fault. So now I get to go shopping for a new car. So that's cool.
If you want to smash another one, I'll bring you my truck.
Come on over to Evan. I'm pretty sure that's insurance fraud, but.
Yeah.
I've already thought about this over the last couple of days. My wife's like, that's insurance fraud, you know? Like.
That's why us women are around to keep you boys in line.
I'm gotta have a little bit of fun
without us.
Gotta have a little bit of fun, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, when I got out, so my daughter, she was pissed, right? Like when I showed up, she was pissed. She's like, she's 5'7". She's like, my mom's never driving me to school again. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck. You know, and like, I went over, they pulled off the side street just near my alleyway here. And I can't really walk. So I'm like, you know, gimping on over. And like, I looked at it and I like moved. I was mad. So I grabbed a piece of the bumper and I like, and it fell off as soon as I touched it. I'm like, fuck. Right. And like, I was just like losing it. And the lady's like sitting there like shaking and crying. She's like, I got really bad anxiety. I'm sorry. And I'm like, you know what? Were you hurt? No, no one in my car was hurt. Like, this is what insurance is for. You know what I mean? Yeah, like
100%.
It's not worth it to freak out on her when she's obviously not in any sort of capacity to handle that. And my daughter's over here already losing it. My youngest daughter, I had to take her with me. She's 5. She walks up to my oldest. She's like, did you give her the finger? Right? Yeah, yeah. She was like,
girl.
Love it.
Yeah, she's like, give her the finger. I would have given her the finger, right? And I'm like, nobody's fingering anybody today. You know? That's not gonna chill out. You know? Yeah, no, it's pretty good, man. We got ourselves a minivan right now for a rental. And I think, you know, I had a Mitsubishi Outlander, which I loved. Nice car, but my wife is dead set on a minivan now because my kids have no spatial awareness when they're opening doors and the minivan just slides. So we're looking at a minivan now, I guess.
Minivans are comfortable. I have one for my dogs. Like, legit, they sit up nice and high. Like, you can't knock it. All the room for all the
she
shit.
She had it just for the dogs. I don't know if you heard that right, but she had a minivan.
I heard it. I was gonna question it there for a second, but then like you jumped in there, so I'm glad I'm not the one that's coming across.
We live in a blended home with pretty well a whole zoo.
Nice.
Not really.
We have five cats that are all foster fails, and we have three dogs right now that two of them are foster fails.
And one is a foster.
And we have one as a foster, and I hope to Jesus it doesn't fail.
We're he's one of the ones from Lalosh, so he's a little...
He's a little wild.
A little cray-cray.
Is that like the fire, Lalosh? Was there a fire there, Lalosh?
Lalosh is where they were going to do the call in the wintertime, so they managed to pull them all, but they're pretty much... semi-feral, so it's a challenge. Everything is new and scary, right? So we're working on it. He's getting there.
Shit. So what does a foster fail mean? I don't think I've ever heard someone say a foster fail.
They come, we both animal lovers. They come to our home. I'm a cat lover, she's a dog lover, which is fine, whatever. I know. Everybody likes a good one every once in a while. But anyway, they come here and we fall in love with them and we can't give them away. So they just sign the piece of paper. Here we go. Here's another cat or here's another dog. And
so fostering is where you bring a homeless animal into your home.
Yeah.
And you show it love and till it finds a home. But sometimes you fall in love too hard and then they have to stay.
Oh, is that the fail part?
That's the fail part.
That's the fail part.
Oh shit. Stop taking in other animals.
Yep. Yeah. Can't.
There's
but,
too many.
So
stupid.
We had three dogs before we had kids. And one dog died a couple months before my oldest daughter was born, which was I've never cried before that. You know, like I don't remember. I don't have memories of crying up until that moment. And I didn't think it hit me that hard until, you know, my wife went to bed and then I'm like, shit, right? And the other one, we had to rehome because he was old and my daughter was born now. And she was 3 months old. She couldn't do anything. And he was like a heat-seeking missile. Every time he'd come in the house from outside, he would find her, pounce on her. And if he had teeth, he would have bit her. It was either put them down or rehome them. And we found a sweet little lady who was looking for, you know, the rest of her life dog or whatever came first. And that was 9 years, 8 years ago, almost eight years ago. And so he's probably dead now. He was almost 10 at that time. So he's probably long gone. He was a good dog. And then we had a miniature schnauzer. We had a mini schnauzer. And we had to rehome him. We had all three of them at the same time, and we had to rehome him when we moved, right? They didn't allow dogs and we needed, you know, and so we found a good house for him, you know, with kids and you know, family and whatnot that would treat him right. And so, you know, that really sucked. And now we could have a dog now or a pet, but we don't want to go through that again, you know. And then, but recently my kids have been asking for a cat. So
cats are way easier than dogs.
They themselves, I think.
Cats, like, you can go away for the weekend and stuff. Dogs are like
having another
perpetual toddlers. Right.
Yeah. Whenever we, so we, before we had kids, we had those dogs and we would go away a lot. We'd go to like Disney World and we'd go to Seattle and we'd go to Salt Lake City. We'd just travel and we'd have to kennel these dogs. And that would be an extra like $1,000 to kennel them while we were gone, right? So now you're saving money for your bills while you're gone and things to do while you're there and hotel and car rental and flights if you need them. And then $1,000 extra to kennel, right? And it was like, oh, man, like I see, you know, and we did it. It was just like, whatever, I guess we got to do what we got to do. But, you know, it just, you know, just we don't – I don't really want to go through that again anyways. And now you got kids that get attached to it. It'll be even harder, right? So.
Get a cat. We've got one you can borrow.
Yeah, we got a couple. Run. Yeah.
What color is it?
Well, we have all the colors. We have – a long-haired gray one. We've got a tuxedo. We've got a ginger. We've got a white one. And we've got a tortie who's screaming at the door right now. You can have her.
I heard orange cats are wild.
They are.
Oh, my God.
I've heard they're crazy. Like, what's the difference? Why are orange cats so much crazier than, like, let's say, like, the black one or a white one? Or
I think they're just, like, extra bad. Like, just remember the baddest kid in your class, like, the most annoying little fucker.
That's the orange cat.
Okay, then get one. You can be twinsies.
Twins, Basil. Yeah, no, I was the most annoying kid in my class. Still, I probably still am, you know, like. They're diagnosed ADHD.
They just do all the bad things.
Yeah, and he's mine. I have a tuxedo and the orange cat, and he's still he's a year and a half old, I guess now. But bad, sweet love of Jesus! Like he'll ride the dog's back. Just dog be just walking, he'll run up behind him, just grab him, and just ride him. It's like Jesus. But it's a good way to get eaten. But
no shit.
We'd fling him off or whatever. You'd do it again tomorrow.
As a kid, I had a cat and a dog. They were my parents, obviously. One, it was a husky. And like, I don't remember what kind of cat it was, but the husky was scared of the cat. Like, you know, the cat would start hissing and the dog would just run circles and then fuck right off somewhere, right? Like, oh my God, this thing's. I'm like, bro, you could literally eat this thing. What are you doing? You know,
yeah.
They have claws there, right? That's all.
yeah. And then, you know, yes. And then you get older, you get married, and then you realize why the dog was afraid of the cat, right?
I'm afraid of her.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're bigger than her, right?
Yeah, I'm bigger than her, but I'm still afraid.
You could eat her, but like, you probably do. But like, you know, like the... But like you still run, you know?
Yeah. I still when she yells, I still jump and run.
Shit, yeah. Ben, so 1 year in, eh? What do you guys got planned for your 1 year anniversary? Did you already do it or what do you got planned?
I did it over the weekend. We gave away some prizes and free cookies, which was the best part. And
we're in the cookies.
Yeah, they're all gone. We gave them all out.
There's because I do the farmer's market because my collars are handmade. We became friends with a girl there that makes sourdough bread, and she does brown butter sourdough chocolate chip cookies. So she made 20 and donated them to us to give for every purchase. They're really good.
Mm.
So
there's a woman here in Edmonton.
Sourdough Bakes is, you know, who makes them. And she donated a loaf of sourdough for a prize also. So pretty good.
There's a woman here in Edmonton who goes to does the farmer's market circuits or the market circuits there. And I think it's cupcakes or something like that. It's called Better Than Sex. Better Than Sex donuts or cupcakes or something. And like, I've tried them. And let me tell you, like, you know, I'm like, my wife can go off and do her own thing for the night, you know. Like I,
yeah. Some bakers, baking is like a talent on its own, but some of them have like the talent and they're very good at their craft, right?
Yeah. That's like my wife. My wife's an incredible baker. She's an incredible cook. Whenever we have get-togethers or anything like that, you know, all my friends and all our family and stuff like that is like your cooking, right? And she just assumes that role because she enjoys it. Her grandmother was black. She's part black, so she's like 20% Nigerian. I always say I married a Nigerian princess, but like, so she's really good at soul food, right? Like jerk chicken. She's good at soul food, right? Like, oh my God. And yeah, so you know, we always get her to do the cooking and whatnot. Like, I don't cook at my house. I don't. In 20 years, I've never cooked, right? Like, that's her thing. Even on the barbecue, she's the master, right? Like, hey, she comes to me. She's like, I need a new barbecue. You know, I need new tools. I need new sets. It's like, anything you want, babe. I got you. You know, that's like, you make it, I will come. You know, so yeah.
Yes, somebody over here is a very good cook. I've gained in 3 years. I've gained 30 pounds.
Jeez, looks good on you.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey, but no. In the 3 months I've had off work, I gained 20 pounds just about. In the last week, because I can shuffle across the floor a little bit, and at whatchamacallit there, physio's teaching me, you got to learn how to walk again, right?
Oh, heel, yeah.
heel toe, right? And because I've been doing a lot of that, and I'm sweating buckets doing it, right? Because of that, you know, I've lost 5-6 pounds already. Yeah,
yeah, that's crazy.
When I was laid up, I thankfully was laid up in the basement away from all the snacks, right?
Oh. So
it was extra work to hop up the stairs and get it. And, you know, I didn't ask my wife to bring me any down, but whenever I was up there, I was taking a pocket full of stuff, right? I'm like, yeah, you know, but like, yeah, the last week or two now, you know, I've been able to get around easier and whatnot. And so, you know, I've lost like 5-6 pounds, right? It's coming, right? It's all water weight at this point. So,
yeah, lucky. I wish.
Can almost see it again.
I can see it in the mirror.
You get a dick do, eh?
Yeah, I get a dick do.
Get a belly hang out where the new dick do. Jeez.
Yeah.
So.
Guys at work or on my hockey team call me Gorilla Tits.
No. Does Amy feed off of them or what?
Well, no, not yet. We're not into that S&M stuff right now.
That's year four, right? You guys
going to get that? That's year four.
That's year four things. Yeah, yeah. I remember year four very well, you know.
So much to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, be thankful you're not producing, right? Like.
yeah
So you guys are 1 year down. Like, did you ever thought you'd ever see yourself even get a year in? You're just like, fuck it, I'm all in, let's go do this. And if it lasts a few months or a year only, you know, because like, you know, the podcast here is a year and a half in now, right? And as Gord said, when we reached episode 100, this is 127, so 27 weeks ago when we hit 100, my buddy Gord from the Second Act podcast, he said to me, he's like, doesn't matter where you go from here now, right? He's like, you can quit at episode 101, 102. No one will ever take those 100 episodes away from you, right? Doesn't matter where you go from here. No one will ever take this year away from you. So,
no, it's been a hell of a ride. We've met some great people. Absolutely love the store. And that's why we put so much into it. Like I would obviously, like we said earlier, we both have full-time jobs. Yeah. Plus we have the store, plus we have Amy's markets and things like that. But we just enjoy the store because we love the interaction with the vendors and stuff like that, the people that we met. And that's why that's the love of it.
Yeah. It's a concept we believe in too, right? Cause, I'm sure you go shopping in like the mall and places like that, right? And like everywhere you go, there's like mugs for women, or there's everything for women. Like there's nothing that's specifically for men, right? Like there's nothing for you to go in and get like a mug that says best dad ever or dill for whatever, you know? So we have all that stuff. Like the socks, the underwear, we met a new candle maker at one of the markets that we were at, and she's come up with like specific like man scented candles. We did a photo shoot last weekend.
Our
dog sitter is also a photographer, so sometimes we trade, you know, things like that. But one of the candles that the girl made is in like one of those beer mugs with the handles.
Oh yeah.
And Todd brought all this stuff in the house because there was new mugs that I needed to make labels for. And I was walking through the house and I was like, why the fuck does it smell like beer? Like, where did he spill goddamn beer? And I was like, oh my God, it's that friggin' candle. It smells exactly like beer. It's wild.
Fresh cut grass is the one that got me. It's like, how in the hell do you get a candle to smell like fresh cut grass?
Dude. I have air fresheners on my website that we were doing, and we were mixing different scents and stuff like that. And I was trying to get an invert scented smell, right? Going for the rigs, right? And sawdust and invert and stuff like that. I was just playing around with shit. I come pretty close to it. It smelled really bad. But like, and the one, I can't remember what I called it, but it smelled like sweaty boots. And I was like, fuck yeah. You know, like, yeah, my air fresheners didn't go very far, which was whatever. And I don't care. I just like fooling around with things. And, it was a lot of fun when I had that going. And then I have, I have wife beaters with my logo on them. I call them dick beaters. So, you know.
Fantastic.
If you want to bring them to a store, I know a store that would love to sell them.
We make them as people order them, right? I don't want to get caught holding the bag, right? So like, we made everything at home. I bought my wife the t-shirt press, the sublimation printer, all that stuff. We got a girl who does DTFs and stuff, and so we did all that. And it was just like, we don't have anything until someone orders, because I don't want, like I said, I don't want to get caught holding the bag. And then I keep it really cheap too, right? Because like, you know. Like $20 for a t-shirt. I don't want to go and spend $40 on a t-shirt, right? So why should someone else? You know, mine just has like a silly Dick Frost logo on it. You know, it's not something you're ever going to want to wear out everywhere. It's not a fancy shirt, right? So like, you know, I see shirts on some of these websites for $56 for a t-shirt. That's insane. And you haven't even paid shipping yet, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Some people think that their stuff's worth millions of dollars. And like, I had a gentleman the other week, some of the stuff was beautiful, nice looking stuff. But by the time I received it, it was more than what he wanted for it on his website. So I can't make money.
Yep.
So sorry, dude. It's just the way it works, man. I can't help you.
I made a video one time. It was to a sound that was like, oh, you know, take my money. And it was like the sound of someone slamming their credit card on the table. And it was like, whenever I see other blue collar workers start a merch line, right? And it's like, oh, take my money. And I slam my card down on the table, right? And like, and it was funny, but like, I spent $130 on a t-shirt, or not a t-shirt, on a sweatshirt and a hat, right? $130 on a sweatshirt and a hat. And that was before shipping, right? And that's just, man, that's cool. You know what? What you made is beautiful. It's good quality. Good for you. You need to, you know, want to get your hands in on it and get a slice of that pie and whatnot. But man, that's fucking crazy. You know, like, I did it. I still did it just because, you know, it was like, I'll never do it again. But like, I did it just to say, hey, I supported someone I know and I liked, and you know, my wife slapped the shit out of me for it. But you know, like,
I understand that completely. I buy the stuff because I like it. And my theory was, if the store fails, I got a shitload of socks, underwear, t-shirts, and hats that I like.
Fuck yeah.
So
let me tell you, try to buy Christmas gifts. I was like, what the fuck do I buy this guy now? Like, do I just go down and shop at the store because I know he likes everything? Or like, is that rude? I don't know.
No, fuck no.
It's money.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was rude. But like, I know he likes all that stuff, so I was like really torn. Like, Christmas time was so hard, man.
You know what's crazy? You guys talking about socks, and like, I can't even wear socks right now, right? Like, they restrict on my feet, then my foot swells up. And like, I got to walk around. The doctor convinced me to buy New Balance shoes. So I'm an old man now.
No. But like, are they white with Velcro?
That's dirty. But like, yeah, I roll around. I got to have a shower or something. You know, hey, you're getting a free show here. Here's my dogs. My dogs are hanging. Woo! Yeah, I can't wear socks right now. I gotta ask my doctor or the physiotherapist anyway if, you know, maybe those diabetes socks or something will work out good.
Compressions.
Yeah, because these socks here, man. These socks, I can't put on socks without my foot swelling up like a balloon. And you know, like the little bit of walking that I did do there the one day. Holy shit, man. It was like I walked for like 20 minutes and I was done for 10 hours. And then that night, my whole leg and my foot were just killing me, right? Like I had to get my wife to rub them down. This leg is way – it's coming back. The muscle's coming back. But like this leg is way smaller than my right one now. It's tiny. Yeah.
Not used at all. There's just – you're trying to get the muscle back.
It happens quick, man. You lose it quick. I was only – sitting down for 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy how quick. I wish I could lose it on the belly that quick, but it doesn't happen.
Oh, man, I wish I could gain it somewhere else. You know, like if you're taking inches off my leg and putting it somewhere else, that's cool, you know. Like
they say for every 10 pounds, you gain an inch.
You know what, though? My wife always says size doesn't matter, but if that were true, the baby carrots would be tasting like pussy, not the cucumbers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck is that, liar?
Yeah.
Shit.
You go to an adult store, the great big ones out front, and that's what sells, not these little tiny ones.
Right? Yeah, she says, don't worry, the big ones hurt anyways, you know? So
that's what they say, so why do you buy them?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, do you guys know what viscosity is?
Viscosity, nope.
No, viscosity, the definition of viscosity. So it's the thickness of a fluid,
right? Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So where I'm going with that is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals in the viscosity of the fluid going downhole on a rig. And, you know, shout out to that guy. For all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know, the Mudman's got your back. He deals in the thickness of your load. Hey, Todd, you know what I'm saying? How thick is your load, buddy? You know?
Shout out to the Mudman.
Shout out to the Mudman. I'll have to visit him.
Hey, www.mudmanmarket.com, man. That guy is incredible. Let me tell you, the first like 14 episodes of this podcast, you know, we're like, you know, the sound quality was shit. And that guy, he bought me a headset and a mic, and we fixed it. We tried to fix it. And then last summer, we're coming up on a year now, actually, this guy bought me a brand new MacBook Pro. And like we record on that now instead of my phone. And so we use that. And you know, I don't need the mic or the headset anymore. The sound quality is good because I'm MacBook and I can actually edit shit and shit now. And that guy's just down to ride with the podcast, man. I love that guy. I don't know if awesome. I'm actually doing anything. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. He deals in like vis cups and whatnot. When you're dealing with viscosity on the rigs, he's got all this fancy high tech equipment and he's like modernizing the game. You know, he's a revolutionary.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he's got a cool logo too. You guys should try to sell some of that guy's merch in your store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he listens to the podcast and I'll tag him. I'll tag him in the podcast.
Yeah, you tag him. And yeah, he's we're open to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good shit, man. I love that guy.
Like, we're open to anything towards the dude. Like, if anybody's out there that hears this podcast or whatever, we're open to anybody. Like, we're just small. We have a fairly small store.
400 square feet. It's not that big.
It's not that big, but we have fun. Like I had people actually come in the store today, just take pictures and laugh and giggle and whatever. Like, dude, help yourself. Just say you've seen us on Facebook or Instagram. And we just want to have fun.
Like, yeah,
we have some pretty crude socks. So, and people just, they laugh. They said, people actually wear them? Hell yeah. like one of our best sellers are these are my jizz socks. And and that's one of the better sellers. And
they've sold out like
four or like five times lot, now.
Yeah.
Or the 400 square feet is like twice the size of a camp room.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit more than twice the size. Because I think the average camp room is like 160 square feet.
Yeah.
That's fucking depressing.
And a Jack and Jill bathroom, probably.
Well, those are illegal now.
Are they?
Those are illegal now. They can't build any new ones with them. And if you do, if the camp does have them, the guy on the other side of that door has to be on the opposite shift.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I only stayed at one camp ever in my life.
Yeah.
And that was a Jack and Jill thing. And I said, I'll never do it again. I will drive the 3 hours, 3.5 hours back just to come home.
The seven years I spent in Fox Creek, we had a communal bathroom.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, everybody has a shower. Yeah. Oh yeah. Man, I'm not even joking you when I'm telling you, like, I'd be showering and the guy next door was shitting and we'd be just holding a conversation. Well, how you doing, man? You know, what are you up to today? Did you have a good day today? Oh yeah, man. Yeah, great day today. Yeah, man. You hear him like, you know, and then you're just like rubbing yourself down and you're like, well, you have a good day, you know, and then you get, you know.
Yeah. Well, little Willie wouldn't come up when you're having a conversation with a guy having a shit anyway.
Speak for yourself.
That's pretty big turnoff.
Oh my god.
Well, man, there's a guy, man, being on the internet, dude, is weird. Okay. Like, I get a lot of gay guys that reach out to me and be like, hey man, send me pictures of your feet, or hey man, send me pictures of this.
One today. Oh, do people get to watch this, or it's just
they'll eventually watch it.
Okay, so they'll get to see your foot then.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that for $20?
So it's cool because the video goes up on YouTube, right? And I do like teaser trailers, but like if they're listening, and this has happened, this is how the Mudman actually got me the headset and the microphone, is like he was listening, right? And you know, he's like, wow, how come this guy sounds so much better? Well, I had a pair of headphones in, right? And he noticed that. He's like, wow, why does this guy sound so good? So he went over to YouTube to watch the video. He's like, oh, he's got headphones in. Maybe he needs a headset, right? So then he went back to listening. And, you know, so, you know, when I'm describing things on the podcast and talking about things, you know, people can hear it. But then if they're like, oh man, I want to see what they're talking about, they can go over to YouTube and watch, right? And that's exactly, you know, why I did it for, because, you know, when I'm describing stuff or when we're talking things, they can see how we're, you know, they can see, you know, facial features and expressions and the way our hands are moving and stuff like that. And, you know, they don't get that when they're listening, right? They just get audio, which is fine too. A lot of people, that's how a lot of people listen. So, yeah.
It's crazy what you're doing. I absolutely love it. It's just
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. When I'm at work, it's a lot more work, right? Because then I gotta make content, do the podcast, talk to my wife and kids. I live stream on TikTok and Instagram sometimes, and then record a podcast whenever I can. Usually when I'm at work, I try to stay 4, 5, 6 weeks ahead, right? And when I'm at home right now, I'm having a hard time. You'd think I'd have all the time in the world to stay ahead, but actually I'm struggling with it, you know? So I'm staying like, you know, 3-4 days ahead instead of many weeks, right? And it's a lot of crazy times. Like, I'm glad I'm home for this period, because I recently did a podcast with this woman and the podcast was going to go out in 3 days. And we talked about one thing in there she didn't like. And she's like, I don't want that to go out at all. And she ended it. And I'm like, shit, now I got to find someone else to do the podcast with in this time. And luckily someone was like, hey, man, let's go. Hey, you want to go? Yeah, I'm in. Let's go. So I went up. And that was just happened to be a big episode, you know, that was sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp sponsors the podcast too, which is huge. That's just way I'm giving back to my community, right? You know, blue collar mental health, big thing. It is June, mental health month.
As it is right there, mental health one.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that hat, actually. Where'd you get that?
I made them.
I love that hat.
Well, we can send one your way.
How much you sell those hats for?
These ones are here
for $1 million.
$1 million.
$42.
How much?
$42.
Man, that's a hat that I think a lot of people need, you know.
I suffer also. I've suffered now. My time, I guess, was 10 years ago. I tried to commit suicide.
Oh, shit.
And so I suffer too. I take a pill every day called my happy pill. But yeah, I'm a big supporter of mental health. Men's mental health is big time. And I got these hats made, and I do actually sell them in the store. So it's just to promote it, I guess, mental health, because dudes really don't like talking to other dudes about it. Like, I'm lucky I have her. I talk to her when I'm having a bad day or whatever. And
Until recently, I didn't even talk to my wife, man. You know, I was like, also in this time that I've been off, I was diagnosed with BPD, borderline personality disorder. And, you know, a lot of shit that, you know, from my childhood is coming back, right? Like I talk about it a lot. My mom moved like 8 hours away when I was six. My parents split. And recently I discovered, you know, driving cross country, you know, we'd drive for 10 hours a day, and driving for work, I'd easy do an 8 hour day. My mom only lived 8 hours away. Why did my parents not make a more of an effort to, you know, my dad had two kids on the other side of that, right? It just made me more mad. Right. And that was just like 2 weeks ago, where I was like, man, that kind of pisses me off a little bit. Right. But, you know, mental health, dude, you know, a lot of people, my boss was one of them, told me when I was in my 20s, he's like, man, you got some demons. And he's like, you're in your 20s. I take care of them now. And I'm like, nah, man, what are you talking about? Right. You hit your 30s and that shit comes back to get you. Right. Like, you're just like, damn. Right. And so, you know, yeah, I've dealt with a lot. I started doing therapy here, you know, when I started the whole BetterHelp thing. And man, I've learned a lot about myself just in the last 3 months, you know. So like, you know, being off work, you know, it's helped a lot. You know, it's been a blessing in disguise, really, because, you know, it's hard to seek help and work 100+ hours a week, you know, like, and then do all this shit on the side and as well. And, you know, I like that hat, you know, I'm broken, but I'm okay. You know, I like that. Yeah. I like that. I like the message that it sends. That's huge.
Hello. After this is over, send me your address. I'll send you one.
I'll pay for that, man. No,
you're not paying for it.
That's an incredible hat. I think more
just wear it every once in a while and just say that's what it is.
You need to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I can do that too.
You need to put that on a t-shirt, right? And more people wear a t-shirt than they will a hat. And I think that's a message that, you know, you should definitely be spreading more of. That's I love that.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of what I tried to do 10 years ago. I'm not ashamed of it. I was lucky enough that the first time I got saved by the ambulance and all, my landlord found me. And the second time, my son called me. I was just ready to jump. And my son called me and actually just took my mind completely off it, and I walked back. And so I'm not ashamed of it whatsoever. And then I tell my friends and stuff like that, I'm not even perfect. Nowhere is even close to it. And if they're going through anything, I'm right here. I will listen to you. I went through it. I did struggle, still a struggle some days, but hey, I'm okay. I'm going to get through it. I'll keep fighting every day.
Hell yeah, man. So, you know, like 10 years ago, I thought for sure, I've never been that bad where I've ever thought, you know, ending it all, right? I've never gotten to that point. And it's okay that people do, right? Like 10 years ago when I was in my 20s, I thought, fuck, that's such a selfish thing to do. You know, what kind of piece of shit would do that, right? And then, you know, as I get a little older and I watch what my dad went through, and, you know, I don't talk to him, we're estranged and whatnot. And then, you know, I go through my own shit. And, you know, you start realizing, hey, man, that's not a selfish thing to do. Maybe other people would think, like, fuck, why would you do that to me? But, like, man, that actually takes a lot of balls to get to that point in your life and actually go through with that. you know, you got to be really suffering and you really got to be like at a real low point to get to that point. Right. So,
like I said, at that point I worked in a construction company where we were demoing a refinery.
Yeah.
I had to be big, tough, rugged guy during the day. And I'd come home every night and ball until I went to work the next day.
Yep. We talk about that a lot, man. I was actually going to make a video recently about like how, you know, a lot of guys, they come home and they sit in the driveway for, you know, half an hour or whatever before they go in. And last week's episode, I had Steve from the Two in a Blue podcast on, and he's a guy out of New Jersey. He's a construction worker. And he's like, you know what? We talked about how I'm a little anxious to go back to work. I'm going back in like a week or two, and I'm anxious as fuck, right? I haven't been back in 3 months. And, you know, he's like, yeah, man, he's like, you're losing your control again, right? He's like, of course that's going to be scary. You know, you go to work all day, you work for someone else, you're under the watchful eye of your supervisor, whatever, you have no control. You come home to your wife and your kids, and like, you can't, it's not just for you, right? You got to be there for them. You have, it's no control. So guys, they'll go out and they'll sit in their car for an hour just to regain some form of control in their life, right? And it's kind of sad, but like, you know, it's whatever works for them. You know, if you need to sit in your car for an hour to keep yourself from pulling the trigger, if you need to go and scream at a fucking wall or something to keep yourself from, you know, tightening the noose, you know, like, you do whatever it takes, right? And that's, you know, that's the sad reality of things. I know Blue Collar George on the podcast a few months ago, he said, you know, I think when it comes to suicide attempts, and we're just talking about divorce now, in divorce situations, it was 75% of 75% of men end their life after a divorce. That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. I lost everything. Oh, well, anyway, I lost everything. I went through a divorce or separation, I guess. Yeah. I lost my kids, and I was about to lose my job because the job was ending, and everything was going downhill in a hurry. And then I took the leap of faith one day I said, fuck it, I'm moving to Alberta. I absolutely hated Fort Mac when I lived in Nova Scotia because you guys come there and all their big pickup trucks and stuff like that. And I said, the hell with it. And I $200 in a backpack, and here I am. And 8 years later, I still got a backpack and a job.
And you got yourself an Amy.
Yeah.
I got a name, yeah, she's and pretty like good.
Nine fucking animals.
Animals, because I've had my own shit, but animals provide you unconditional love. Like, some people fucking suck, right? And then if you let shitty people into your life, they take a piece of you every time. So why I had the minivan is because I was at a point in my life where dogs were that. I was done with people. I fucking didn't care about anybody. Me and my dogs. I had four dogs. Me, my dogs, and the minivan. The 2007 Dodge Caravan.
Was the best. So you work at the airport now in Fort Mac, eh?
I do, yep.
Yeah, do you get like cheap flights? What are you? Are you a security guard? Or are you like?
No, no. we don't get free flights. We don't, you have to work for the airlines to get that.
Well, that's jazz. Well, that's do better. Do better.
I know, right? What am I even doing?
Figure it out.
I know, right? I'm so disappointed in myself.
My job, I have friends of mine that think my job is the best job in the world. I sit in a truck all day. I got Friday, I guess I got sent to Edmonton to go pick up a trailer, drive down 4.5 hours, peace and quiet, picked up the trailer, listened to the guy bullshit me about the trailer for a little bit, and then I drove 4.5 hours home. It was perfect. I love my job.
Fuck yeah.
No people.
No retarded people saying, oh, I'm anyway.
Do you listen to any podcasts while you're sitting?
Yes, I do. I listen to you all the way down to Edmonton.
Hell yeah, you do. You listen to the podcast often or what?
couple times within the last month or so, like once we started talking and stuff like that, I wanted to listen. I watched you on TikTok and I pissed myself laughing.
I have a good time, man. I just have a good time.
You know, it's hilarious.
I started that at the beginning of the pandemic, right? For the mental health shit. You know, I wanted I couldn't find anything that made me laugh. So I made what made me laugh. I created it, right?
46 minutes into fucking John.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah. I got my coworker to play along with that one with me. And I'm like, when I listen on the outside of the door, when you hear me say this bang on the door, he's like, I got you, right? He's old, right? So he's like, Dick, are you in there? I'm like, yeah. All right. And it worked out perfect. You know, I didn't expect it to work out that well. So, yeah.
I still giggle. It pops up every once in a while, like through social media, stuff like that. And I just giggle and laugh. I want to try the 46 minutes. But I don't think I could sit in there that long. My legs would go numb. I'm old.
I took a little bit of shit for the one video I posted recently in the comments section. But for the most part, a lot of people just laughed. Honestly, it was a little sad of how many people could relate and knew what I was doing when I was heating up the spoon.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like... And then the comments, a lot of people were like, that's not how you do that. I'm like, what the fuck? How do you even know? Right. And then, you know, and then I thought I was going to take a lot more shit for that, being like, oh, this is wrong. I only got a couple comments that were like, oh, I'm triggered. Oh, you're a loser. You shouldn't be doing this. But for the most part, everyone just laughed. They got the humor and they moved on with their lives.
Yeah. It's getting back to like the humor thing. That's why at the store, we have like the odd customer that comes in. Oh, that's my nose stuck up in the air. And oh, that's rude. Well, you shouldn't be fucking in here. There's the door right over there.
You're not the type of person we want in the store then.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh,
you just want to have fun.
Yeah. Page, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I want to giggle.
It's been hard to make content while I've been home, right? Because I can't get out to site or anything like that. So I've been reposting a lot of old videos. And then I kind of like made some where it's like, okay, well, you know, the perspective of being home, whatever, you know. So I did a little bit of those. They did all right. But then I made a lot of videos of me and the cast, right? Right. It was just like shit. But I promised my boss I wouldn't post them until I got back to work, right? Because it was just, it looks bad. So I got a whole bunch of like videos in my drafts waiting to go when I go back to work. So yeah, like the first thing that went through their mind, you know, where I was working, the site I was working at, they knew I made videos and they didn't like it. And they don't like people get injured on ice. That's how it happened.
Yeah.
Right? Slip and falls and shit like that. And like, I, the worst nightmare. Right. So then the first thing they said when they heard it was me who got injured, they're like, fuck. Right. Like the guy, my boss told me like the literal words out of the CEO's mouth was like, fuck. The guy who makes videos has all the time now in the world to sit around and make videos. Holy shit. Right. So like, yeah. And so I just been reposting old ones and shit, but now that I'm a little bit versatile, right. I get my wife to drive me over to a porta potty nearby or like whatever. Yeah. And I make them in the porta potties, or I go sit in the car and pretend like I'm in the company truck and I got my gear on. And, you know, when we went cross country road trip there, I took my hard hat and my high vis vest with me. I put it in the back seat and we drove through North Dakota. And every time, like, you know, I think of ideas and whatnot, and we passed a couple sites on the way down there, I'm like, you need to stop. You need to pull over. I got an idea for a video at this wellhead over here. Right. And like, yeah, that's, you know, you work with what you have. Right. So
yeah,
it's, I shout out to, you guys know who Uncle Hack is, right? You guys don't know who Uncle Hack is? Oh my
God. I'm going to have to Google a whole bunch of people.
First of all, we're old.
Yeah, we're old.
That's fair. Uncle Hack, I always say he's like, the inspiration for what I do, because Uncle Hack was the original oil field content creator, right? Don't Google him. You could Google him. He'll find him. Uncle Hack. The Danger Cats is what you'd look up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Uncle Hack's been on my podcast, man. Like, I love that guy. And we're friends now. We became friends, you know, through social media, which is crazy. But he's on Uncle Hack 69 or something like that on TikTok. Guy makes... he's a stand-up comedian now. He doesn't do the oil field anymore. He just does that and tours around North America doing stand-up comedy. He's been able to put the oil field aside and go do other stuff, right? And he's pretty controversial. You know, there's a lot of things he's done in the past couple of years that have got him put on the national news. And a lot of clubs actually, like, have to take a lot of shit for hosting him. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like we would like him.
We would like him a lot, I think.
Love Hack. Oh, yeah. Yeah. People that don't like Hack are usually Trudeau supporters. So.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, where can people find you guys on the socials?
You can follow us at beneathcomfort.com. We have Instagram.
Facebook. And I'm working on the TikTok. I am an old
you get a TikTok. When you get a TikTok, let me know. I'll start sending you ideas for the store that you guys can.
I have it. You can send away. I'll try my best.
You guys are going to be doing a lot of dancing.
He's the dancer.
I pick things up. I put them down. That's my job.
Your hips are going to be getting a lot of work, you know?
Perfect.
Oh.
Amazing.
Sweet. Yeah. Good girl, Amy.
Hey, you just been voluntold, man, you know?
Yeah, voluntold.
Doing the twerking.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah. You're going to need a hip surgery after she's done with it.
I am old, yes. I will need one soon.
How old are you?
I'm 52. I'll be 52 next week.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. I'm going to be 37 here soon.
My God, Whoa. You're just a baby.
Whoa.
You're just a baby. Oh,
giggle with the gray hair. Oh my
gosh. I'm not shooting blanks yet. You know, it's all good.
Just wait till you get the dust, bud. Just wait till you get the dust.
Cool. That means there's no babies in there, right?
Yeah, no more babies, no.
Ooh, get me there now, you know. We're trying for one more here, so yeah, it's going to be – yeah, I'm trying to get one past the goalie year before, you know, it's too late. So you got to have one more, get three. Maybe that'll put these kids in line, so – I highly doubt
It's easier just to get a cat.
Well, I got a cat. This one just happens to spit out babies, you know? Like it's.
Yeah, it's true. Very true.
Hey, she don't like my jokes either, you know? She eye rolls and groans a lot. So.
Yeah. Somebody doesn't like my jokes either.
I don't want to take this. Fantastic. I don't want to take up too much more of your guys' time there. I think there was a little leg there. Sorry, what were you saying?
We're going to have to look into a lot more stuff now that we get off with you trying to meet new people. And that's what this is all about. And we want to meet new people. It's not the fact that we're never going to be millionaires from having this store. By any means, but we want to meet people, want to meet good people in the world and go from there. Because there's a bunch of shits in this world.
You guys sell candy in your store at all?
We don't have candy.
No, we don't have candy.
All right. Well, there's a couple good Alberta candy stores I'll have to get you hooked up with those guys and see if they'll send you some of their candy and whatnot. It's man, there's a lot. You know, you like you were saying, you want to know network, get to know more people and whatnot. And that's what the podcast and being on social media has done for me, right? I've met so many incredible people just being on social media, you know, like you guys, Clay, Alberta Strong. I work with them a little bit here and there. Heat waves, and then the 646 out of Fox Creek, and you guys, she's got her own store, but I wouldn't be surprised if she would be more than happy to maybe extend out there and send some gear up to you guys. I'll hook you guys up with her. She's incredible. So with her, actually last summer she was on my podcast. 646 is 6 meals for 6 kids for every 6 shirts. I think it's for every Every six shirts feed six kids or something like that. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, she's got a hockey school in Tanzania where she sends kids to and builds schools or in she's incredible. She's out of Fox Creek.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah. She's on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook too. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like I said, like we reach out to everybody, and that's how we found Clay, because one day what we were just scrolling through Instagram or something like that and seeing this stuff's a world-class oil and gas. I was like, fuck yeah.
And, hell yeah.
And so we reached out and became great friends with them. Like we talk and stuff like that. And we met other people, a few bigger people, I guess, in the retail world. And they turned out to be great people. They're not arseholes. And
yeah.
So
no to the arseholes.
No to the arseholes. No. If you asshole, yeah.
Say no to anal.
Yeah.
It's an exit only.
Yeah.
That's what I say all the time.
Oh, you too, hey?
Jeez.
My wife tried to slap me, you know, like last time. She said, the last couple months I've learned how to do one-legged thrusting. All right, both of us couldn't walk properly for a little bit.
yeah
she's not gonna like this episode.
No, probably not, but that's all right. We have fun. We're just two people that just want to believe in a little store than in the middle of nowhere at the end of the highway 63.
Hell yeah, man. I love that. We're in, you said the end of 63, where you guys in Peter Pond Mall or what?
No, we're inside the Nomad Hotel. And right downtown. Like I said before, it's not a very big store. But it's jam packed full of people from Fort Mac. Like we have 17 vendors just from Fort Mac in our store.
That's cool.
And we just try to support local. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing for us. We're having fun.
You guys know who's based out of Alberta, right? Troll.
Troll.
They're not based
out of Alberta, but they're from Alberta.
But you can get their crap at Warehouse One now, so.
Yeah, and below the belt and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and we would much rather deal with, say, you that wanted to sell 15 T-shirts, not them that want to sell 1,500 T-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm good with two or three shirts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to support small businesses that are trying to grow like we are, right?
We would much rather quality over quantity any day.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a liquor license at all?
No.
With Sean's gear in there. Some of Sean's drinks.
Let me tell you, we are downtown Fort McMurray. We have in the shade. We don't need to sell liquor.
That's fair.
One of the homeless guys bought a sweater today.
No,
we don't. Hey, man, I saw the homeless people giving each other flu shots here the other day underneath an overpass, man. Like
Well, nice of them.
Yeah. That's the neighborhood we're in. We don't need to be selling liquor.
No. But no, we're open to like any ideas. We bounce ideas off each other all the time. Everywhere we go, we stop at these little markets and stuff like that and think that some stuff is so cool. And will you come to our store? Yeah. If we hear from them. Great. If we don't, okay, maybe they don't fit with us.
Yeah.
Because our store is full of F words. I'll just don't read that. As soon as you walk in, there's like a whole wall of F words. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. If you do like it, take a picture, giggle, post it, give it to a friend, send it on social media.
Or buy it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all it's about.
I love that, man. I don't want to keep you guys too much longer here. I'm going to – my wife, she's waiting. I can smell her waiting. So, like, you know, she's waiting. So I don't want to keep you guys too much longer. I just really appreciate you guys coming on, you know, the podcast. You know, 2 years, 2.5 years in, man, this is still my baby, you know. We're still having fun, and it's – we're getting into the work portion of it now. It's becoming a lot like it's not work. Work's maybe the wrong word. It's becoming harder, right? Because – you know, I've had the conversations with people, and now I'm reaching out to other people that I haven't talked to before, maybe not in my niche, you know, and I'm dealing with people who, you know, ghost me a lot now, right? Like the one guy I was supposed to have on here, I've asked him 3 times to come on. We've set up 3 different times. The other day it was like 6 a.m. my time, and you know, he's like, yeah, I'll be there. And no show again, right? So like, you know, stuff like that, right? So yeah, stuff like that. So, you know, this is, it's just part of the game, right? It's part of the podcasting thing, right? If you want to be in that space, that's just things you got to deal with, right? It comes with the territory. Yeah.
People make time for the things they want to make time for.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, and you know what? And I don't fault him for turning like that. Maybe he was too nice to tell me to fuck off or something like that. And, you know, maybe he's nervous. I don't know. You know, a lot of people don't like being on camera and they don't like talking a lot and whatnot. So, you know, it could be that. Who knows, right? So, yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, it makes me feel better. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Before we go, though, I like to wrap the podcast up with one last question. And if you've listened a couple times, you'll know what's coming on. You know, Mount Rushmore has 4 of the most influential people up on the rock there. And if you guys had your own Mount Rushmore, 4 people that you would look up to that would inspire you or have inspired you, who would they be and why? Who would you choose to be on your Mount Rushmore?
Adore, which is a gentleman that owns the 780 store out of Edmonton.
Shout out to that guy. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Isn't he fantastic?
He's fantastic.
Yeah, Adore. Todd will talk forever.
Oh.
Adore.
Adore. Of course, Amy. She's up there. She's the one that pushed me to actually open up the store and do that kind of stuff. And I'd say my kids, my Devin and Kaylee, and because they're the reason I'm here. And so without those kind of people, like Amy pushing me, Adore with his knowledge of the retail and my kids. Yeah, that's about it. That's the most important people in my world anyway.
Hell yeah. What about you, Amy?
Oh, dang, you're going to ask me?
You're here too, yeah.
I don't know. You know, like, honestly, Todd, because I wanted to open a store for a very long time and like have the vendors, the makers inside there. What?
And because he puts up with you, right?
Yes.
That's what helps.
My mom for like teaching me to like be an independent woman and to like do things by myself, you know?
Raising the Megs.
Yeah, Raising the Megs were my dogs, and that's the name of my dog collar business.
Oh, she said Raising Them Eggs. It's like, what?
Whatever you heard is incorrect. Raising and Megs. Yeah, they were big dogs. So I started the business in 2014. Mm. Doing dog collars since then. So
nice. Yeah. I love that.
Nobody like really cool though, I guess.
No, I don't.
Except for this guy. But
I'm not really cool. I'm kind of a geek. But anyway,
I should have said Dick Frost.
Should have said Dick Frost. That's what it was. Damn! Every time
you guys are on fire. It's all right. You know what? No offense. No.
Trump can't add, so maybe we'll put a 5th face up there and put yours.
So funny story about, I don't really know anything about Mount Rushmore. I've told this story a lot lately, but like Mount Rushmore was, I can't remember the name of the guy who created it. Google it if you want. But they originally created The Rock and they put 4 faces up there. And the reason why, I don't know if you've ever seen it or been there, but it's so small. It doesn't look like that big. He left room for more, right? And because, you know, he's like, these are our founding fathers. These are the people that make a difference. There are going to be more people that make a difference later on. He went off to war. He died in war. His son's like, eh, nobody else is cool enough to go on that rock. No one's made a difference. No one's moved the needle. Right. And like, maybe no one's moved the needle since, you know, so, you know, maybe Pierre Poilievre could be on the rock. You know, so.
Oh,
that's a lie.
Although Trudeau on a noose or on a rope.
Oh shit! Here we go. Here we go. Hey, the FBI is now listening in on the podcast. What's up?
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation right there.
Yeah, I had Chris Barber on the podcast twice, so don't worry about it. The FBI's already listened.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah.
I love that guy, man. His birthday is yesterday or today. Shout out to Chris Barber and happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You guys know who Chris Barber is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Leader of the Freedom Convoy.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay, that's enough.
Anyway.
So Adore, actually, I have a few 780 shirts, and one of my 780 shirts, my wife actually thinks I look incredibly sexy in. So, you know, I try to wear that one a lot, right? What's that?
Is it picked up in gym class?
No, it's a gray shirt, and it just says just a low class kid from Edmonton or something like that. And something like that, low class soil trash kid or something like that. I don't know which one it was, but I don't read well. So like, you know, she, I don't remember what it says, but she thinks I look sexy in it. And I've actually reached out to Adore before. So if you guys talk to him often, tell him I say what's up. Cause yep. I reached out to come on the podcast once or twice. And you know,
he's a whole personality of the boy, man. You think you talk a lot.
I know his story, man. He came over from the Philippines and you know, I love that guy. I love that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cool shit, man.
He's
cool.
Yeah. Next time you're talking to him, I don't know, how often do you talk to him?
Probably once a month. I ask him like questions and stuff like that, and he's always reached out. He's always answered a phone call or text message.
Good for
you.
And put a word in for me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Say that. I'll try to swing him your way.
Oh, I love that guy. You know, yeah. For a guy who doesn't know I exist and who I don't really know all that well, just know his story and how it all started and where he's from and whatnot, into what he's turned that store into and how many locations he has now. Incredible guy.
Mm-hmm. I think there's 8 stores of his own, and yeah, he's in 41 or 51 other stores in Alberta. So it's just massive. It's huge.
Yeah. And that's a lot more than even I thought. You know, I thought he just had his 4 stores in Edmonton now, right? His 4 or 5 stores in Edmonton now. So that's incredible. That's a lot more than what I even thought. So good for him.
Yeah. And wow. he's in ours. So
that's incredible. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll swing him your way. I'll give him your information.
Hell yeah. We're becoming swingers. I love this. Let's go.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Everybody, I'll be the camera guy. I don't
like looking at the screen though.
Whatever you want, man. I'll be the camera guy. I'll pretend. I don't care. You know, like I'm down.
Not gonna judge. $20 is $20. That's how we make money.
What's this guy called? Hold on a sec. There's this account on TikTok I found today. It was called. Is it this account here? Nope. This is the podcast TikTok page. It is. Where is it here? The Canuck Cuck Chair Reviewer. This guy, he was in Fox Creek and Grand Prairie. He probably did a couple in Fort Mac at some point. But he goes around reviewing hotel room the chairs. Oh. And it's like comfort 9 out of 10, view 6 out of 10 for like
that's fantastic.
And what it looks like when you're watching the bed from that chair, and chances of your partner eventually leaving you 10 out of 10, right? I, yeah, yeah, You get that guy in on the action.
I'm on TikTok.
No. I go down the rabbit hole every once in a while.
He does. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys coming on, and we'll get you back on again sometime. But man, I love it when you guys come on. So,
oh, thank you very much for having us. And this was amazing. This was amazing.
Hell yeah, man. We'll talk more. We'll talk more about getting that on a shirt. That hat logo. We got to get that on a shirt.
Working on it.
We'll get on it real soon.
Hell yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, man.
Todd and Amy, thanks for coming on. And
thank you very much.
Stay frosty.
Awesome.
Have a good night.
The music again?